legal framework. All these efforts have to provide a platform where the voices of communities are heard and they are given fair and reasonable time to respond and enforce their rights. Currently, it is only the Environmental Management Act that encourages public participation. This is, however, only at the initial stage of a project, and when the application for an environmental clearance certificate is made. Any other participation is possible only by lodging an appeal to the decision of the Environmental Commissioner in granting an ECC, and then to take that decision to the courts. As already discussed, this process is completely flawed due to the lack of a regulatory framework which prescribes timelines for applications to be heard. This leaves the minister with too much discretion. Because it is an administrative function, the baseline is for decisions to be made within a reasonable time, but reasonable remains a relative term, subject to an individual's interpretation. In essence, the legal framework should support the communities in addressing concerns relating to their right to land and natural resources. This includes the right to raise concerns of environmental degradation.